Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Yasa Sagonige, a 7th grade grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evenings and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keeper Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present day Anawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius.
I'm Austin Powers. I like Gas Mojo. The very sexy, very switched on, yeah.
But you gotta have Gas Mojo, baby, yeah!
What a gas, baby, yeah!
I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' Gas Mojo.
Hi, folks, this is Will Bluewater speaking on behalf of GasMojo.net Engine Booster. Immediate 25% fuel savings with GasMojo.net in just 5 minutes after installation. And your grandma can do this. You just strap it on your fuel line, folks. Some customers report much greater savings. The GasMojo.net engine booster catalytically conditions any hydrocarbon fuel, be it gasoline, propane, diesel fuel. It's not a filter. It contains no metals, magnets, or toxic substances, and uses no electricity. The GasMojo.net engine booster unit is a specially designed tube containing a completely safe proprietary media. It's a passive fuel treatment process designed to disperse hydrocarbons for better performance and mileage, and also to break down carbon and other contaminants. Unlock your fuel's hidden energy potential now with GasMojo.net. And folks, you get a 100% money-back guarantee on this. I've got one on my car. It was developed by an old friend of mine, and he's an honorable person. You got to try it, folks, and go open a bank account now for all the money you're going to save. GasMojo.net, GasMojo.net. Just do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Will Bluewater. This interview from September 2005 occurred right after Robert Ghost Wolf had a very serious health attack. As I remember, he said that he felt a tremendous pain in his upper left abdomen, and it just knocked him right to his feet. And after this, he was laid low for a while. The Hopi elders came up and stayed for 4 days, as I recall, kind of got him back on his feet. And he was living in New Mexico at the time. And, of course, I'm trying to recall things that happened almost 7 years ago. But against doctors' orders, of course, the next the next interview was his last, you know, was about Christmas. But he insisted that he felt well enough to go drive to the Bay Area to visit his daughter. But it's a brief interview.
I don't know what to do.
Started out to be
give me a full muscle relaxer, and I don't know what to do. Let's go to the emergency room right now.
But I hope you enjoy it. It'll give you some insight into Robert Ghost Wolf, and tell you some things maybe you didn't know before. And I do apologize for the poor quality sound. Back in those days, we were pretty much living in poverty, and not much better now. But we had a Radio Shack, record your telephone call, you know, cheap thing, and we just couldn't get people to donate to the show. Still can't, really. And there's a lot of noise on the line. That long story made short. And so you'll hear this strange, you know, buzzing sound going in and out. And that's because the sound used to be a lot worse. And I used software to remove the sound. But at the beginning of the show, Robert talks about, you know, things turning around. What had happened was he was, this goes into some interesting history. Of course, all of you know about the accusations that he did this and did that. And what happened was he was on the road a lot and was supporting, you know, about 30 people. And the person that he left in charge just stole money, turned around and blamed him for it. And of course, back in those days, you know, he told me privately that, you know, Art Bell would call him, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, ask him for, you know, spiritual advice, and was searching for things, and then as he got more famous, more and more people came on board, and the Miami Circle incident really kind of was the, as I recall, was kind of the beginning of the death knell for Robert Ghost Wolf for a while. Back in those days, Robert was on the Art Bell Show quite often, as often as Mr. Hoagland is today. And there were things that were pulled by different people. One person signed on as an officer on Wolf Lodge Foundation, and later denied that he had, and accused Ghost Wolf of forging his name, which was not true. And that person ended up kind of, you know, with Ghost Wolf's spot. And then the attacks started. You know, Robert told me that it was almost as if he says, well, after it was all over, he says, it lasted a year. He said it was almost as if he imagined, you know, 20 or 30 people getting together in a motel room and said, okay, we're going after Ghost Wolf. He says that lasted exactly a year. And then he says, then they turned around and went after Art Bell. And they really turned up the heat under Robert Ghost Wolf. And but long story made short, this attack, he almost felt like, you know, he'd been shot, and it was a high blood pressure event, and it laid him low. And but the interesting thing was, very shortly after he passed away, Christmas 2005, within 10 days, my wife Betty woke up one morning, and I could always tell she'd had a dream, because she'd wake up and we'd both kind of be half awake, and I heard her go, and I said, Betty, I said, tell me about your dream. She says, I saw a ghost wolf in a dream, and she said, I said, Rolling Thunder was with him, and I said, oh, really? She said, yeah, and she says that chief that was frozen in the snow was there too, and I thought, oh, geez, she just mentioned three ghost dance chiefs. Maybe she didn't know it, and I didn't say anything, and I said, do you remember any others? And she said, Zingbull, and I thought, oh wow, this is really interesting. You know, without putting the thought in her head that, you know, that these were a spirit world conclave of ghost dance chiefs. I just kept, you know, encouraging her to talk. She said, yeah, they were sitting around planning something. And anyway, Robert Ghostwolf has moved on. We feel his presence. He's much more powerful in the spirit world than he is here. And maligned or not, he'll always be in the minds of the people that loved him, and there are many, will be a force for good. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this. I hope.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
There.
Yeah, I just call and see how the old man's doing.
Well, we're sort of, I'd say 70%.
Better, huh?
Otter, yeah, we're about at 70%. We're not at 100% yet.
Yeah, you will.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah. What's up? What are you two?
Oh, just calling to see if you're any better.
Cherokee mischief, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know you had diabetic.
Yeah.
Type 1 or 2?
What's the less severe one where you don't take the insulin?
Type 2. That's what Betty's got.
Yeah. That's a sneaky kind.
Yeah.
You walk around for a long time not knowing what the hell's wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I see things turning around for the first time.
Yeah.
In about 2 years, seriously.
Yeah.
Not maybe not so good for the world, but good for us again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, did you see that Russian invasion map I sent you?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It shows, northern, shows basically four or five, six places, safe places. One of them's northern Washington. One of them's northern Arkansas. One of northern New York. The northern North Dakota, the Dakotas. Northern Florida, Panhandle area. The rest is going to be toast. This area here would be safe, but we're going to be right on the edge of, well, George Washington said that they would end up in the center of the country, and that would be the last big battles. We'd be, and we're right on the edge. As a matter of fact, that link I sent you to that page, if you look at the center of the country, that box, that's where the big fight's going to happen when they invade us. We're in we're exactly in the
big fight.
Southwest.
Big, big, big,
no, we're in
big
south,
fight.
Just to the southwest corner of that box, just outside it.
Yeah.
So we're just outside it.
Which big fight?
When we're going to be invaded by Russians. It even shows the invasion routes. They're going to come in through Portland in the west. It shows where they're going to invade. Through,
yeah, I saw that.
You know, the invasion routes and who's coming and.
But what bothers me is there's a major concentration. If you go straight up Montana,
yeah,
and you go, you know, toward Kalispell,
yep,
and you're going up toward Glacier Park, okay, and to the west you have the Yak, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another colony up north in Canada. And there's...
Colony of...
I mean, they... For years, when I was monitoring all these strange tr- trains in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Carrying up Russian and Chinese equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, whole trains, man, you know?
Oh, yeah, I saw...
Like the big ones you see down in, you know, the in Arizona and everything?
Yeah, I saw a Scud missile on the back of a semi
right?
one day.
And they're all digging in up there, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of my Patriot friends are like, why do you like it so much in Montana? They're going to come right down that highway, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, well, there's a lot of places to hide up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, you people in the open plains are the ones you got to worry about.
Yeah, the northern three-fifths of Washington is supposed to be safe, the northern three-fifths of North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
The northern third of New York.
Well, yeah, but the only problem that you have in northern Washington is there's a lot of pollution in the water up there. I mean, serious pollution. So it comes down, there's these, I'm trying to remember the name of the river. But when you go up north of Kettle Falls, and there's the Roosevelt Dam.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's this, like, bridge that's, like, it's not as big as the one in the Carolinas, but... It's up by Republic up there. And it goes over the water over there, okay? And then the rivers, when you go east now on the river, right?
Yeah.
You're going east on the river, and the river forks. There's two rivers, okay? The one river goes south, so to speak, into Washington and Newport, okay?
Yeah.
And the other one shoots up in Canada. Now, on the outside surface, the one that goes up to Canada, I mean, that country's to die gorgeous, okay?
Yeah.
But they have all these, like, secret nuclear plants up there.
Yeah.
That just pour this raw shit into the river.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's the Roosevelt River.
Jeez.
But what happens is you got all these sturgeon and everything up there with all these creepy growths on them and everything, okay? And it has gone through into the water tables.
Oh.
Because I looked in that area. It was geographically, it's a good area. It'd be very hard for them to control it, okay?
Yeah.
There's too many caverns and valleys and mountains, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sort of like the way it is down south in Montana along the Clark Fork River,
mm-hmm.
which is why certain people who remain nameless on this phone have gone to that area,
mm-hmm.
because it would be almost impossible for them to control that area, okay? They could not move heavy convoys, all right?
It's too mountainous?
Way too mountainous. And the thing about that part of Montana is there's a lot of creeks and rivers and everything, but the water's clean. Okay, the water's clean. When you go up to the Washington end,
what city is this near in, that you're talking about in
Thompson Falls?
Thompson Falls.
Follow Montana. You go on the east side of Sandpoint, Lake Ponderay. Okay.
Uh huh.
And you follow the Clark Fork River south.
I've just looked it on. I found it on maps. Yahoo.
So you got the Clark Fork River, and then just east of the Clark Fork, you got the Bull River. And they're real rivers, you know what I mean? They're real rivers. They're not little creeks that they call rivers.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of underground springs, a lot of little lakes. The water's good. The water's good over there. It's real good over there. Because the whole damn thing is going to be the water.
Oh.
Water one, two.
Yep.
You're going to need the big old pines and stuff to filter out the crap that's falling.
That's supposed to be a real safe area, too. I can't remember.
The only problem, it's gorgeous, it's safe. The only problem is it's 3 hours from anything, you know?
Yeah, well.
That's just the way it is, you know?
One of the reasons why you want to be here.
Yeah. Well, Alamogosa's nice. If you got good water, there's a lot of alkaline water up there.
Where is this?
Alamogosa. I'm a
roast. Oh, you talk? Yeah, I'm talking about
that place where the guy they gave you 5 acres of land.
Yeah, Alamo.
That's a good place.
Yeah,
but you're going to have heavy snow in the winter. Period.
Yeah, I don't. You'd be surprised though. Well, you're going to get snow, but you don't get the snow in the valleys like you do up in the mountains. But you do get snow in the Rockies.
You do get snow in the Rockies.
It's
8,000 feet,
you know.
If you know where to go, you have these little microclimates.
Yeah, I mean, it's 8,000 feet up there, let's face it.
You know, like you go up by Eureka. in Montana, which is north of Kalispell.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, they got great water up there, and it's plenty of game, okay? And you'll be very, very safe up there on all counts. And you're not that far from something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you go down to Kalispell, Whitefish, and you got something. The thing about being up by Thompson Falls is, I mean, you know, the biggest thing in town is what's happening in a local coffee shop, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, and I don't know about Amarosa, but it's a small town, but it's got to be a good town because it's a college town.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah, it's a college town.
Oh,
Adams University up there.
Oh, up in Montana.
No, up in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been there several times. I've been there several times. It's a going place. They've got a Walmart Supercenter and
yeah, I was thinking next week maybe take a drive.
Movie theater. I think they got, I don't know, fourth. It's, you know, it's a good sized town.
But,
I mean,
but the problem with Northern Washington,
they grow potatoes is the crop.
Mm-hmm.
They grow millions of pounds. They grow 40% of the potatoes that are grown in this country here. And they grow those big golden Yukon Golds there. That's what they grow.
Right. Okay.
But
the problem with Northern Washington, and this is seriously to be contemplated by anybody going to that area. Number one, you have very severe underground water pollution.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, like, to the point that there's a lot of what I call Appalachian idiots walking around.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it affects the animals, like turkeys are weird. I mean, they're just weird, man.
Talking about rednecks?
No, I'm talking about turkeys, wild turkeys.
Oh, you said Appalachian idiots.
Well, the people, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because what happened was you had a lot of your Vietnam vets go up there.
Yeah.
And for a long time, that's where all the major drug dealers went. They grew up. But so you get into the third generation of kids who've been on this stuff, and there's something weird. You know what I'm saying?
And is there around Thompson Falls, you're saying?
Yeah. No. This is northern Washington.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It looks like it would be a safe area.
Yeah.
But it's not, because the water is so bad up there, it's incredible, okay? Plus, up in the Yak, in that area, you got all these things going on in the mountains. I mean, guys going around that look like the stormtroopers from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, I was up in that area. And I don't like this, man.
A lot of weird survivalist type.
You know, you go down by Thompson Falls, you feel safe.
Yeah, here's the Clark Fork I'm looking at. Doesn't look like a real big town, shit. Doesn't look any bigger than Kabul. Thompson Falls.
Yeah, but, you know, it's, number one, they got a little casino there, okay?
Huh.
One. Two.
Oh, Indian reservation there. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, there's an Indian reservation there. Two. Three. It's one of the places where all Harleys hang out.
Who, the what?
The Harleys, the Harley Davidsons.
Oh, so, what are you talking about? You're talking about Flathead Reservation?
Yeah, up in that area, up on Thompson Falls. You go in there and you'll see 30 quick bikers. It's one of their safe zones, you know?
Yeah.
And I have always found that where those guys hang, you know, because they're never what they appear to be on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and like half of them are lawyers.
Uh-huh.
But like, you know, where they hang, you know that everything is liberal and okay and aware.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can go to some places and they're liberal, but they're not aware. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
And so you start talking about things and they just consider you a paranoid.
Yeah.
And then there's other places where, you know, beyond the Patriots, you know, where you got the survivalist, and that's not fun. I mean, like, Arizona's full of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah.
But if you go over to that northern Montana side, but you don't go down into the Mission Mountains, you don't go south of Kalispell, because that whole lake they have up there is... it's all bermed, like the levees in New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's dirt berm. You have any kind of seismographic activity up there, and that whole freaking valley's going to just go, you know? But if you go north of there, you're okay. But they also did a lot of things up there in Glacier Park that are surrealistic, I'm going to say. I mean, they have secret military camps and shit all over the place up there in Glacier Park.
Well, the Carson Foxy said that area is going to be preserved from the earth changes.
Yes, from the earth changes it will be. But not from military invasion.
Yeah. Well, the invasion route, according to... they're supposed to come in Portland and...
What are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing.
Why don't we do a radio show and talk about this stuff?
Okay, sure.
Talk about this stuff and the other stuff. Because
what
the Hopis,
time?
The Hopis have let it out, so to speak.
Okay, what time?
Anytime. You can be time. I'll be here all day.
Okay. You want to do something 11, 12 o'clock?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll give you a call around noon my time then.
That'll work. That'll work.
Before I climb out of bed.
Yeah,
I've had it.
I got that, but that'll work. And,
get over.
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of stuff, and I think it's time to start getting this stuff out, you know.
Yeah, give some people know about safety.
Because Emery just said, we're not coming out anymore.
Yeah.
He said, it's getting too close now, and you don't know when the bear trap's going to spring.
Sorry I haven't called Dan Medicine Wolf here. I called a couple times and missed him, and I just got busy and got to get him out.
Who's that? That guy?
144-year-old guy.
Oh, the 244-year-old guy.
Yeah.
He's well, worth calling. He's
hope
good
he's
guy.
Still alive. But
what happened to that other guy, the head of the Unitribal? What's his name?
Oh, Mike, White Eagle?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just hard to reach. He is so busy.
No?
He is just so busy. He's always been that way. He's just hard to catch. And I can only catch him on Friday. You know, Saturday nights is the only time I can get him. And my Saturday nights are like hell nights. You know,
right.
Weekend and all that stuff, and sometimes you just get real busy and just a lot of shit.
Well, why don't we get on this thing tomorrow? Because you got some good data to put in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not all Hopi. And you know, we'll just tell them what's going to happen. But it's also going to include the UFOs. So
good, good. We'll talk about it all.
They're saying they're already coming in and out of Hotzilla.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, okay.
I love hearing that.
Okay. And then, you know, all these strange things going on with the chemtrails are causing all sorts of bizarro things with the crops out here.
Really?
Well, just like, they look like you never watered them and they just dry up in a day.
Oh, my God.
And you get this blight. Flowers come to buds and then die. They never bloom. The corn's all stunted.
Oh, no.
The grain... It's just like the flowers. It gets to a certain point and it dies.
Well, see, now you're into Bishop Coyle's prophecy about the first year or two before the collapse of the government.
We're headed toward that.
Yeah.
Because this whole thing and the way they handled everything.
Well, supposedly.
Or should I say the way they didn't handle anything?
Supposedly, this guy that has this Russian invasion map, he was. He had, you know, over a period of years, he did a lot of stuff, but his timeline included after a Katrina-type thing had taken.
That prophecy, I didn't know it at the time, but that prophecy's right there in Winds of Change.
Huh.
About this whole Katrina thing. And I was like, yeah. Wow, you know. Because you don't know where the hell they are, you know.
Yeah, so
you're just looking at things. I'm looking at rivers, and I'm looking at there's water everywhere, and people are dehydrating and dying. They can't eat it. I'm looking at what the second phase is going to happen because these guys are such idiots. About we're going to start in next week and bring them in and rebuild the city. Man, you got a level of toxicity in there that has not been seen in 1,000 years, man.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are just going to do it. They're going to start becoming carriers. The mosquitoes, the birds, they're all going to become carriers.
Yeah.
And then everything that any of the carnivorous animals eat, they're going to pick it up.
Well, how the hell are we going to get up there, man?
Well, I'm busting my ass here.
I think you will.
And I got some things that are about to click finally. Looks like I finally got rid of all the bad guys who were trying to take everything over.
You know what? I finally got sick of the attacks, and I put up a little
a thing on the website that says it's now on the second page because I put up a plea for funds. But in the kind of the home page, it says, "Read, are Red Elk and Blue Otter and other guests really frauds?" As some say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go through some shit. And let me read this to you. I said, you know, I said a couple people who are witches by cultural definition, according to elders of the original Cthulhu Society, Darren McCather and Trish Jacobs, are attacking Red Elk, Blue Otter, Dr. Ghost Wolf, and many others that simply don't like using the cowardly anonymity of the internet. No one on the internet knows what these two people look like. They are simply cowards who attack from hiding.
Right.
Either Darren McCather or Trisha Jacobs are recognized as an Indian by any state or federal government. Blue Otter is. Red Elk could care less because he knows who he is, and so do the medicine men from dozens of Native American nations who know he's the true coin. Oh, and by the way, he was contacted by somehow the Indians down in Argentina found out about him. And I talked to this guy. He was set up to contact him. I go on to say, oddly enough, Christian Jacobs, who simply repeats gossip other people send her and says so, has the same crusading Cherokee attorney as Blue Otter, a man named Charles Yao of Gulf Fort, Mississippi, the former tribal council for the Oglala Sioux tribe, until he discovered corruption within the OST tribal council. He quickly exposed it. He was banned from returning to the res to even get into his own Red Cloud law firm. He's a close friend of the traditional Lakota Oyate chief, Oliver Red Cloud. Charles Yao once believed the allegations against Blue Otter made by a mutual friend of theirs, until he spent months as the attorney for that mutual friend and accuser, who was Blue Otter's chief, who had previously been raided by the VATF and was facing jail time, and he did go to federal prison, and he was trying to blame Blue Otter.
Uh-huh.
And Charles had full access to the accuser's tribal record.
Uh-huh.
Charles later called and apologized to Blue Otter. Since then, Charles Yao has defended Blue Otter against attacks from his lofty perch on the Native Fraud Investigation Group. You see, in Indian country, a person is defined more by his friends and less by his enemies. But if his enemies are jerks, well, you get the picture. All Indian activists nowadays have enemies, mostly cowards who they've never met face to face. Traditionally, Native people judge one another by meeting other Native people, not by what they read on some web page. The man who first suggested the use of the Iroquois Constitution as a model for the U.S. Constitution, Benjamin Franklin, once said, "Believe nothing of what you read and half of what you see." Good advice. Jesus said, "By their fruits you shall know them." Red Elk is a member of the Red Web Society, led by AIM co-founder Rod Scandor. Only a few people are privileged to belong to this exclusive Native society. No nation has jurisdiction over the Twisted Hair Society or the original Cthulhu Society. They are religious societies that far predate the Cherokee Nation. Their members are free to adopt whomever they please, and they adopt Red Elk. Red Elk replaced Mad Bear Anderson, founder of the American Indian Union Movement, as a member of the Inner Hayoka Society. Our guest, Chokosh Alho'o, was slandered and libeled by a group of people who ran a newspaper ad attacking her, and they could only be contacted through a P.O. box. When she spoke about this abuse from other Indians to her friend John Trudell, spokesman for the American Indian Movement, he commented, "Hey, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen." Our guest Sundance Chief Manny Two Feathers has also been attacked on the internet by cowards, but his book, My Road to Sundance, is endorsed by Russell Means and Dennis Banks, two co-founders of the American Indian Movement.
Right.
He has received over 3,000 letters and phone calls from people with all walks of life that said the book changed their life, yet he's attacked on the internet by terrorist scum. Our guest Robert Ghostwolf, well, they have really done a tap dance on him for many years, but I challenge anyone to contact the authorities who supposedly have warrants, criminal records, etc. on him and see if they really exist.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there are two factions of the American Indian Movement, or AIM, Original AIM and Autonomous AIM, and many thousands of renegade AIMsters, and they all fight, slander, libel, attack, and even murder each other. Montauk American Indian Society counsels Lee Standing Bear being attacked by internet terrorists. Yet Montauk's council is led by federally recognized Native American elders like Lakota Sioux Wah Blaise LeBeau of spiritualelders.org. I said, imagine what they could do if they were in unity.
Yeah.
I got to add some more shit to it, because every one of our guests, this is a Native being attacked. It's just sick.
They're foundless gossip attacks.
Well, I got this email. The reason why is I got this email from this bitch. And her name was Roxanne Cougar Walker something. And she's telling me, oh, don't you know Reno?
Roxanne.
Rod, blah, 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 blah. And I wrote back. And
she's connected to Arvel.
Well, I wrote her back. And I said, I said, you're claiming to be a native. I said, how come it is when I put in the words Roxanne Cougar Walker, and she also gave her last name, I said you're only active on one New Age, pagan, mystical, whatever news group, and you only have posted to one very flaming New Age website. You know, oh, that's another Roxanne Cougar Walker. You know, going, oh, okay, yeah, right. Like there's more than one.
Right.
Oh, and I said, you know, busted. You know, you're a white wannabe. You know, she lives up and, you know, and she sounded like, I mean, the only people that really attack you, I found out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, are these wannabes. Just amazing. But anyway.
Well, it pays to have something out, you know, and I was thinking, I was talking to somebody about, and they suggested that what we do is, okay, we put these things on our sites. Like, I got something on my site, okay, about things that happened and how they really went down, you know,
uh-huh.
And all these lawsuits that are against these idiots, okay?
Uh-huh.
But they got to come to my site to find it, right?
Yeah.
Or they got to come to your site to find that letter, okay?
Yeah.
If we put out a website, like on GoDaddy or something, that was about all of this bullshit and the wars against Metis people, well, then they would have a specific place to go there, and it would be picked up by the search engines.
Yeah.
Just like their shit's always picked up, okay? Because, I mean, it's like, you know, I sit there, and now at least I've gotten to the point where I can laugh about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, give me a fucking break. With all the shit that's going on in the government, they're still after me for a misdemeanor. You know? One fucking misdemeanor, you know?
Yeah.
And well, all of a sudden...
By the way, is your mother still speaking to you?
My mother's dead.
I know. One person's even got on there that your mother has a restraining order again.
Yeah, she's been dead for 10 years. Yeah.
Bunch of bullshit. It's just sick.
You know, it's... Oh, yeah, I remember, they called up my ex in California. She told them where to go. They tried getting a hold of my daughter, okay? And it was all tied to Michael Two Horses. And,
Okay.
Who's the other one?
Yeah, he's the one that's got you, Galaxy's Most Wanted.
Oh, that's fucking idiot.
Does the name Rochelle Lester sound familiar?
No.
That's who this Cougar Walker bitch is.
Wow, okay.
Rochelle Cougar Walker Lester is the woman.
Yeah.
And she only has posted on alternativemarketplace.com, which is a, you know, just New Age only.
Yeah.
And the Zero Spirit One messages, you know, which is probably her list.
Well, you know, my personal response has always been, I'm only going to say this. When you come to my place, you will sit in the company of chiefs. And after all these years, I still sit and talk with the head of tribal councils. I know them on an intimate level, so what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and where do these guys come from? They live in trailer camps. They're speed freaks. They're nobodies.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they're nobodies, and you guys are so eager to pick up negativity and bullshit and not look at all the good works that these people have done.
Right.
And these people are out there doing it. They're doing it every day. Every day. And these other shitheads aren't doing anything.
That's right.
They're not doing a fucking thing. I mean, you want to see all the checks that I sent to Arvel? I mean, you know. You know, where the hell did the $45,000 go? I never asked him. It wasn't my business, okay? When you give, you give, right?
Right.
You know, just Arvel's really good at taking.
Yeah.
But, you know, Johnny Trudeau's got the reputation of the bag man down in L.A. I mean,
yeah.
Anybody knows that for half a lid you can buy his loyalty, you know.
Did you hear about Arvel's mom passing?
Yeah, I did. I got that.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are really shady, like, who's that co-founder of AIM, Grand Council?
Co-founder of AIM, what?
Yeah,
Russell Means.
Well, not
there's Dennis Banks, there's Johnny Trudeau. Russell Means, I mean, God, Mom, you know, shows Pawnee Mom over there in Arizona. If it wasn't for her, Russell wouldn't have been eaten for many years.
Oh, yeah.
She got him the role in Western Mohegans. I remember Russell walking in with a sheriff who was also a Mete, who was an Eagle dancer in my Sundance. Anyway, we walked into the house because there were guys waiting for him down the road. We found out about it.
Malachor is one. Okay, go ahead.
And so anyway, we walk into this house, and there's Dennis Banks by the door, okay? And it's like one of these railroad-type houses.
Yeah.
Where from the front door, you can see all the way in the back into the kitchen.
Like shotgun houses.
Yeah, one of those things. And so there's Russell. He's looking at me. He's laughing, you know? And he motions me to come in. He tells everybody to come in. And so we told him what was going on. He says, man, he says, you either got to be crazy or you're telling me the truth.
It's Bellacourt, Clyde Bellacourt. He's got a reputation of running around in Cadillacs and being a pimp. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always having money. And, I didn't really like the idea. The way people are lining up behind us is people that are AIM Grand Council are the friends of our friends.
Right.
And it's the other bunch that seem to not like us.
Well, in the names that you have named, who has done anything that would malign, cast aspersions, or do any negativity toward the Native Nations? None of them. None of them. It's like, you know, what are they talking about? What are they talking about?
Well, they sure have done a tap dance on you, guy. And it's too.
Well, yeah, they do. But you know who they do it? They do it to guys who don't understand. That's how they get away with it, because they do it to the white honkies who don't understand.
Yeah.
That number one, if you're doing anything on a spiritual level, anything, you cannot get away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a council that comes up to your door. They don't write shit on the internet. They come up to your door and they take your pipe. You know, and it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm safe in Indian country. I only get attacked in a white man's town.
Exactly. I wish some of these guys would come out to defend you, though. That's really, really kind of sad. But it isn't their way, you know.
Well, we never discuss relationships. Who we know is who we know, and what do they say? Nothing leaves South Dakota.
Yeah.
What happens on Pine Ridge stays on Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the way it is. I mean,
you get up to Montana, we'd be more in our element anyway.
Well, half of Montana is mixed blood.
Oh yeah.
Nobody talks about it because they all are.
Yeah.
You know, Montana's good. You know, that part of Colorado's all right, but Colorado's kind of weird. I don't. I prefer Montana, and it's they're still real cowboys, and that's where the mountain men are. And the mountain men are everything. I mean, they're a little bit of everything, you know.
Yep, that's right.
They sit there with their Chinooka and their 357 hanging on a wall.
It's a little cold, but I'll tell you what, I'm getting to the point where I can't, you know, basically, of course, she can't handle the heat in the summertime, man.
Well, it gets hot in Montana in the summertime.
Well, it doesn't get that.
Just know that. It gets hot. Okay, in the wintertime, if you're in a place like Kalispell North, they call that Tobacco Valley.
We call it like a banana valley?
Because like all the wild tobacco still grows up there. And you go down around Thompson Falls and you got wild tobacco plants growing. So it's mellow. Okay? But you go, you know, 15 miles east or 15 miles west and you're in snow.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know where these little valleys are.
You're telling me it's a basin?
What's that?
This place.
Thompson Falls?
Yeah.
No, it's a river valley.
But it's a microclimate, so it must be some kind of a basin.
Yeah, it's down lower. It's protected by mountain ranges. And you have all sorts of underground caverns there that they have caves underneath Thompson Falls where they used to go and get ice all the time.
So that's what I dreamed of, was a place that was protected by mountains.
And there's game there, and there's good water, and it's all mixed people, man.
Well, let's go.
It's all mixed people. You know, that's where I'd like to go.
Let's go, man.
You know, Oregon, I don't like Oregon. It's too many drugs in Oregon.
Yeah.
The place is riddled with methamphetamine free.
Oh, yeah. Missouri is, too. Yeah, your mountain man people, they're really the salt of the earth.
That's the old, you know, that's what they based all the movies on. That's where we made all the friendships, you know.
And I was firmly convinced, and I've always taught people that, you know, instead of going from modern tech, you know, to no tech, I said, go low tech, you know, go mountain man, go cast iron. I said, it's not so far away from what you're used to doing.
No, here. And now with satellite, we can be up and do the radio show.
Yeah. But
so
there's
no reason to stay out anymore.
Yeah, I said, you know, it's not so far away from, in other words, it's not like going from, you know, a modern house with air conditioning to go and live in a teepee. You know, at least you've got some things that are halfway modern that would have been considered, you know, a step up from, you know, European contact. You know, we're talking about some cast iron things and ability to cook and just simple to clean.
Well, where are all the movie stars moving to?
That's right, they are moving up there, aren't they?
They're all up there. They all got places up there. Even Jay-Z Knight has a place up there with Linda.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Who's your friend in L.A. that psychic guy?
Sean David Morton.
Sean was saying the last time he was on that part around Flathead that was going to be safe.
Yeah, it is, but you have to stay north about 15 miles from the Buffalo Range, okay? That's where they filmed Dances with Wolves.
Mm.
You got to stay north of there because of all the pollution that came down from the cows and the chemical farming. So the water right down in that part, because that's lower than the rest of it, it's like a basin almost, even though you're driving through mountains, okay? But that part of it is not necessarily safe, but you go 15 miles north, you go north of Mission Mountain, okay, you go, if you're on the north side of Flathead Lake, okay, either side, east or west, doesn't matter, but if you're north of Polson, you don't have any problem, and you don't have any immediate problems in Polson, it's about 10, 15 miles south.
Yeah, I'm on Thompson Falls.
Because a couple of attorneys of mine worked with water pollution problems.
Yeah.
So I became very aware of that, you know.
Yeah,
That Flathead Reservation's not so fucking cool, but everything else around there's cool.
Well, they look about the same mix of people. They've got Assembly of God, First Baptist, Our Savior's Lutheran.
You got it. Mormon Church.
LDS, JWS, Pentecostals, Christians. Congregationals, New Life Fellowship, and Catholics. That's the same mix of people that they got here in this town.
Yeah.
They have three vets, mm-hmm. or two vets.
Right.
And you can get vet supplies at the Conoco, and that's the way you go. Because that's where you get your fucking medical supplies, the veterinary supplies. You do know you can doctor yourself using veterinary supplies.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, that's, I've got a book on how to do it. It's written by Ragnar Benson. They have,
Well, the hardest things I think for us to have on storage are various types of antibiotics, okay?
Yeah.
Stop infection, and then the other thing is stopping pain.
Well, you can get, there isn't any basic human illness other than real bizarro stuff like, you know, from the tropics that cannot be cured with veterinary medicines. You just use a Merck manual, a Merck veterinary.
It's all the same medicine.
It's all the same medicine, except for the penicillin doesn't have any procaine in it, but it stings like hell when you get it. But They got 1, 2, 3, 4 RV parks, RV repair, 3, 4 sporting good taxidermy stores. This is ThompsonFalls.net, by the way.
Right.
They got a bowling alley, an outfitter, 2 outfitters, golf course, 3 outfitters.
Right.
Roping arena, 3, they got 4 or 5 outfitters.
Right.
That's good, because they know how to, let's see, the picture show, movie rental, let's see, looks like they have 2 movie rentals, and an old jail museum. There's no movie theater.
From Thompson Falls North all the way up to Sandpoint, you're in safe territory.
Yeah, 6 real estates.
So if we moved to that area, I got the whole militia protected.
Yeah, Sanders can, that's nice.
Yeah,
6 motels.
It also makes you target.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the medical, nice, let's see, 1 medical clinic. Hospital, chiropractic, 2 chiropractic, 3 chiropractic, 1 dentist, 1 optometrist, physical therapist, and a couple.
Yeah.
It's an awfully good, let's see, home builders, it looks like they do propane in the area, 6 or 7 beauty parlors, vitamin supplements. Because when you got Mormons there, you're going to have people that are doing food storage and shit.
Nice.
Lumber store, there's a True Value, there's an Ace Hardware, there's 2 lumber yards. They got an airport.
Yeah.
It's ThompsonFalls.net.
Not far from Sandpoint, really.
Yeah.
About 1.5 to 2 hours from Sandpoint.
Here we go. They got, actually, you know,
and you're about 2 hours from Missoula.
We got more fucking restaurants in this town than they got there. They have 9 restaurants. I think we've got 11 here in town.
Amazing.
4 liquor stores. 1, 2. Let's see. Harvest Foods. Looks like there's 1 grocery store. A couple of 3 convenience stores. Community organizations. They got Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, 4-H, Odd Fellows, Eastern Star, Garden Club, Knights of Columbus. It's just a really good. It's a mix. It's not all
this. It's a nice place.
It's not all this or all that.
No, and you got people there with minds.
2 stores, 2 florists, a bunch of antique secondhand stores. Sure looks good.
It's a good place.
There's 10 auto service places. And it looks good.
So what's his deal in Alamosa? What is it?
Well, it was just a guy that bought some property. He's over in Iraq now, and he was just offering a place for us to go, I would prefer a better place than that, to tell you the truth.
Well, you're a little isolated there.
Yeah, you are. There's lots of, it'd be easier to grow food there.
It's easier to grow food in the part of Montana, you thought.
And, we have to greenhouse and stuff, but we could do it. But
a lot of farms up there.
Yeah, I wonder what they're growing up there. And that's probably in an area of Montana.
They got good, healthy soil. They got plenty of water.
Yeah. It's probably not in an area that the UN's planning on. Did you send me or did I send you that map that somebody had put together that showed all the areas? What he did is it was color-coded based on all the areas that the UN and different people had different plans for.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember where I found that thing.
It wasn't me, but that guy spoke on it.
Yeah, and I wish I could find the stupid thing now, but it was up in an area where they were, were planning on taking it over. In other words, it's an area that the world can't do without what agricultural products are coming out of it. So, it wouldn't be, ripe for getting kicked out of there. I mean, here in the Ozarks, a lot of this area, they're just going to kick people out of because they're just going to say, hey, it's a national forest. We can't have people living here anymore. Out of here, out. They've got it all set up with eminent domain, Supreme Court, and even municipalities can kick their ass out. So, what they're doing is they're laying the groundwork so the federal government doesn't have to do all the paperwork to kick everybody out of their homes because it's going to be a huge land grab.
Yeah.
The way I see it's going to happen.
Well, that's also where you're going to experience part of your military rebellion.
Yeah, no shit. And I really don't want to be in the middle of that either.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, give me a call about noon.
I will. Talk to you tomorrow.
Take it easy.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases.
I'm Austin Powers. I like Gas Mojo. The very sexy and very sweet stone, yeah.
But you gotta have Gas Mojo, baby, yeah!
What a gas, baby, yeah!
I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' Gas Mojo.
Hi, folks. This is Will Blueotter speaking on behalf of GasMojo.net Engine Booster. Immediate 25% fuel savings with GasMojo.net in just 5 minutes after installation. And your grandma can do it, so you just strap it on your fuel line, folks. Some customers report much greater savings. The GasMojo.net Engine Booster catalytically conditions any hydrocarbon fuel, be it gasoline, propane, diesel fuel. It's not a filter, it contains no metals, magnets, or toxic substances, and uses no electricity. The GasMojo.net Engine Booster unit is a specially designed tube containing a completely safe proprietary media. It's a passive fuel treatment process designed to disperse hydrocarbons for better performance and mileage, and also to break down carbon and other contaminants. Unlock your fuel's hidden energy potential now with GasMojo.net. And folks, you get a 100% money-back guarantee on this. I've got one on my car. It was developed by an old friend of mine, and he's an honorable person. You got to try it, folks, and go open a bank account now for all the money you're going to save. GasMojo.net, GasMojo.net. Just do it.
Thank you.